it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Shout the biggest hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Then let's go before the Almighty. The only one who can perform miracles. And just worship him. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy, 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 holy. Your name?
Baba, have you come to me, my
Alpha.
Alpha.
Omega.
Omega.
Wonderful.
Any toja yano.
Counselor.
Any toja uliama.
Mighty God.
Olorun to tobi.
Everlasting Father.
Olorun aye aye.
Prince of Peace.
Oba awon ala Olorun.
Ancient of Days.
Arugo ojo jojo.
Rock of Ages.
Opata aye aye.
Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Shekinah.
Jehovah Shekinah.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
The way.
The great one.
The true.
Any to tobi.
The life.
Any toja
aye. The resurrection.
Any toja aye.
The Lamb of God. The word of God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, we bow before you, we lift you up, O Lord. You have a name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. We bow before you, Lord. We give you all glory, we give you all honor. King of kings, Lord of lords, I am that I am, the unchangeable Lord, the miracle worker, the all-sufficient one. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Osholuwa.
Thank you, Lord.
Osholuwa.
Thank you, Lord.
Osholuwa.
Thank you, Lord.
Osholuwa.
We give you all glory, Lord. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you so much for yesterday.
Adupe pupo fun ana.
Oh, thank you for yesterday.
Adupe fun ana Oluwa.
Father, thank you for yesterday.
Baba, adupe fun ana.
Lord, thank you for yesterday.
Oluwa, adupe fun ana.
And then thank you in advance for today.
Adupe la mura sile fun teni.
Thank you because you will surprise us.
Adupe nitori pe e o ya wa lenu.
Tonight, Father.
Leni la sale yi baba.
Heal.
E wa wo san.
Set the captives free.
E tu onde sile.
Put the devil to shame.
E doju ti satani.
Glorify your name.
E je ki oruko yin ko di logo.
Let there be miracles.
E je ki ise iyanu ko wa Oluwa.
Let there be signs.
E je ki ise ami ko wa.
Let there be wonders.
E je ki ise iyanu ko wa.
Show your almightiness.
E so bi e se tobi to.
Show your children today that you are more than enough.
E fi han awon omo yin leni pe e to e tun seku.
At the end of everything,
ni ipari ohun gbogbo Oluwa,
let your name be glorified again.
E je ki oruko yin ko di yin logo.
Thank you, Daddy.
Adupe baba.
For we pray.
Tori pe a gba adura.
In Jesus mighty name.
Ni oruko nla Jesu Kristi.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2 verse 24. He said, by his stripes ye were healed. Or he may even just speak and bring healings. In Psalm 107 verse 20. Verse 20, he said he sent his word and he healed them. Years ago, like I told you, I used to lay hands on every person who needs prayers. And then all those who needed operation, God will slay them in the spirit and he will perform the operation. And then I found that some people began to copy what God was doing. Man, they were doing it not exactly the way it should be done. Because some people, when they lay hands on you and you don't fall, they begin to push you. And when they are about to break your neck, you say, well, if you want me to fall, I think I better go down. You may not believe, but I have seen an evangelist who said he was laying hands on people who actually was giving them a start. If you don't fall gently, you will fall by force. No, you don't have to fall in order to be healed. If you don't need an operation, there's no reason why God will put you to sleep. So I prayed to God. I said, Daddy, instead of me having to lay hands on them, why don't you just let me speak and send your word and heal them? When you do it that way, oh Lord, nobody will say that I'm the one who did the healing. You will get all the glory. And I will be blessed. And I thank God that since that time he's been doing it. And he's going to do it again here tonight. Not only can he heal you, he can even fill you with so much health that you yourself, anybody you stumble into, will receive healing. God does not want you to be sick. He wants you to live in divine health. He said in his word, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all those things that I've
command you this day, he said, I will bring none of those diseases that are put on the Egyptians upon you. He said, because I'm the Lord that healeth thee. He says, I will be your personal doctor. I give God the glory for almost 25 years now. The doctors have not paid me a visit, and I've not visited them, because I have a doctor who is the greatest of all doctors. You too can become absolutely healthy. In fact, I am sure that there is someone here tonight who will never be sick again. If you are the one, say amen loud and clear. The question is, if you don't fall sick, then how are you going to die? You don't have to be sick to die. I've told you how I will go. If the Lord tarries, it will be on Sunday. I will go to church. Have a wonderful service. Come back home. Eat pounded yam. And go. That's how I want to go. I don't know how you want to go. I want to go healthy. I want to go strong. I want to go alive. Is there anybody who wants to go that way too? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. The Bible says, when Moses was 120 years old, his eyes were bright, and his natural forces were not abated. Which means, if he wanted, at the age of 120, he could still have had children, because his natural forces were still there. He was a vigorous man at 120. Don't let the devil deceive you that because you're already over 60, that's why this pain and ache is coming. Hey, it is old age. My God says, I shall renew your youth like the eagles. In other words, each time you say Happy New Year, you'll be getting younger. In any case, when you say you are old, how old are you? The Bible says, before the mountains were brought forth, God is God. 1,000 years in his eyes are just like 1 hour. Which means the oldest man among us is only a few minutes old. And the Almighty God made you in his image. The ancients of days made you in his image. The one who is ever young, the one whose name is I Am, made you in his image. I don't know about you, but as I grow older, I will go stronger. Say it loud and clear. He can not only heal you, he can heal others through you. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they will recover. Not only can he make the barren fruitful and heal the sick, he can pay your debt. I say he can pay your debt. It doesn't matter how much you are owing, he can pay your debt. In fact, I know that there is someone here tonight who will never borrow again. I mean, you know the story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. It tells us the story of a woman, a widow, who was so heavily in debt that the creditors came and said, the only two things you have that is precious the two sons that you have, we will sell them to pay. And she ran to the man of God, and the man of God said, what do you have in the house? He said, only a bottle of oil. But I have neighbors. I have neighbors that have plenty of empty vessels. The man of God said, go and gather all the empty vessels together and begin to pour the oil. The God we are serving kept on multiplying the oil. This woman sold the oil, paid her debt, and for the rest of her life, she never borrowed again. Somebody is here tonight. God will pay your debt, and you will never borrow again. Oh, again and again. People have asked me, why don't you borrow to do some of the works you are doing? I had borrowed before. Debt is not a good thing. It's like tying a rope around your neck. Each time you see your creditor, your breathing is reduced. Every one of you here tonight, you will never borrow again. But not only can God pay your debt, he can make you very rich. I mean, the Bible says concerning Abraham, he said, God has made Abraham very great. He had a lot of silver, a lot of gold, men servants, maid servants, ashes, camels. I'm telling you, brethren, I said it yesterday, I'm repeating it today. Some of you came to the convention this year in a public transport. Next year, you will come in your own car. Not only that, you will have an additional bus that will bring people in. If Abraham is our father, the father of faith, and he was that rich, then there's nothing wrong with those of us who said we are of the seed of Abraham if we say also we want to be rich. I've said it before, I know some of you are afraid of prosperity. But yesterday God has dealt with fear. I'm sure some of you, if God will say he wants to buy you a car, you will say, God, make sure it is second class, second hand. Volkswagen second hand.
For some of us who are here tonight, from now on, it will be brand new cars. I mean, if unbelievers, those who are not related to our Father at all, if they are sitting down in those big cars, and we, the children of the all-sufficient one, have to stand by the roadside waving down public transport, no wonder many people don't want to follow our Jesus. Things will change from tonight. Oh, I told those of you who came to the special Holy Ghost service for businessmen, I told you my own Rolls Royce will soon come. Some of you received your own that day too. And I told you that we can use that kind of vehicle to advertise a program. Rolls Royce, gather together at the redemption camp. We covered the entire body with posters. And then we form a convoy and drive right through Lagos to the crusade ground. You don't need any other advertisement. I know the Lagosians. 1,000 Rolls-Royce go in the same direction. They will come to find out what's going on there. How many of you will have one of those 1,000? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. For months now, you have been urinating blood. You can go to the toilet and check now. The blood has stopped. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord said there's someone here. Because of an attack of stroke, your mouth has been twisted to one side. The Lord said, ask the fellow next to you to check. The thing has come back to normal. The Bible tells us that Isaac became so wealthy that he became the envy of a nation. I don't know how many of us are here that could say that Nigeria is talking about your wealth. And very few of us here that Nigeria even knows at all that you have any money. If you ask anybody in the street and say, mention 10 rich Nigerians, they are not likely to mention your name. But before the end of this year, as my Lord lives, things will change for you. In fact, the plan of God for you, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. Is that you are to lend to nations. Nations should come to you and say, sir, ma, please, we can't balance our budget. Can you give us a loan of $500 million? No, I know nobody is big in, nobody has enough faith to say amen to that. And then you say, oh, that's no problem. No problem, I give you. Only one condition. On all the television stations in your nation. On every radio. For 1 hour a day. I must be allowed to preach the gospel. That's the only condition. Is anybody ready for that kind of money? So there are some of you who have maybe 1 million or two. And you are already satisfied. You better change your mind. Ask the Almighty God to enlarge your coast. I know there is someone here tonight. I have no doubt in my mind at all. Who is going to come to me in January
1999?
And say, Daddy,
yes, okay, Daddy,
the convention of this year, I am paying for it. Is anybody like that here? Yes, it shall be so in Jesus' name. Now, I know what it is to be a poor man. I have been poor. And I'm not going to be poor anymore. No more. I know what it is to need money for the work of God and be without. I've shared this testimony with you before. We're having the convention. We were seeing very, 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 very few. The crowd had gathered. And my wife came to me in my old office there and said, "Darling, we need 5,000 naira to buy condiments." So I said to her, "When do you need the money? Is it now or today?" She said, "There was the difference between the two." Don't ask me. You just answer my question. Is it now or today? Because at that time, there was no cobble in my pocket. If she had said now, I would have been in trouble. They said, "Well, okay, today." Okay, then you can go. And she left. When she left, I prayed. God, your children had gathered. They're expecting food. No cobble in my pocket. You know that. And I have no money in the bank. Over to you. I can't do more than that. Some minutes after I prayed, one big man came in flowing agbada and said, "I didn't know that so much is going on here. Next year, I will be part of it." And said, "We are talking of today, you are talking of next year." I didn't say it out, I said it in within me. But then he said, "But for now," and he put his hand in his pocket and brought out an envelope and gave it to me and said, "Take this one for now." I said, "Hey, now you are talking." So I blessed him and he left. And I opened the envelope. 1,000 naira. Now, naira was powerful in those days. So I said, "Lord, thank you. One down, four to go."
Some minutes after the big man left, two young boys came in. Daddy, when we see how you are fasting and praying, we don't think you should be carrying the burden of the convention too. But you see, we don't have much. Something within me says, stop preaching. Give me whatever you... And then they gave me an envelope. And I prayed for them. And they left. I opened the envelope. 2,000 naira. I said, Daddy, three down, two to go. To cut a long story short, very soon I had more than 5,000 naira. So I sent to my wife. I said, by the way, how much do you say you need? Some of you will never go empty-handed again in your life. He can pay your debt, make you rich, and you can become a lender to nations. And then he can help you pass your exam. Some people don't know that God is interested in students. He said in James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, just ask me. He said, I will give to him liberally. Some of you have been doing I can and you can now five times, seven times, and you are failing. This time round, you are going to pass. Not only can he make you pass your exams, he can make sure that you are always first. I think the parents will say amen to that. You see, because God said in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, he said, you will be head, you will not be tail. He said, you'll be above only, you'll never be beneath. That is the plan of God for everyone who is his child. When you find a child of God doing very well and people say, how come you are doing so well? You say, what do you expect? I mean, if you have Jesus Christ and the Bible says Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God, then how can I have the wisdom of God and fail exams? So he can heal you. He can make the barren fruitful. He can pay your debt and make you very rich. And he can help you pass your examinations. And then he can help you get a partner. I thought some people would say amen to that. Why? How do I know he can help you get a partner? Because in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, he is the one who said it is not good that man should be alone. And if God says it is not good to be alone, then that God can solve that problem. As a matter of fact, do you know that Adam never prayed for a wife? He didn't go to God. He didn't even know there's anything called a partner. It is God who volunteered and said, I'm going to give this fellow a helpmate. All of you who are of marriageable age, this is your year. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I know that there will be many wedding bells before the end of this year. Wow, this is a serious one coming at this time. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. When your grandmother was about to die, she asked you to open your mouth. And she put something
in.
And from that day, you've been attending some strange meetings. My father wants to set you free tonight. But you have to come forward for me to pray for you. So if you are the one, please come before I count 10. For God to stop this sermon in the middle and pay attention to you, it means you must have been crying to Him, saying, God, please have mercy. So please, if you are the one, come now, quickly. Usually I've told you, when God says there's someone like that, there might be more than one, so I will count. By the time I get to 10, I will continue with my sermon. I have already done my duty. If you don't come, you go home with your problem. That's your headache. Oh, well, there's no need to count. She's already coming. Well, I might count because there might be more than one. One.
Any.
Two.
A-G.
Three.
Eta.
Oh, thank you, Father. Four.
Eri.
Thank you, Jesus. Five.
Aaron.
He knows all details about you. You can't hide anything from him. And it's not your fault anyway. It's the fault of the grandmother. God wants to set you free tonight. All right, I can see quite a few coming from a long distance, so I will wait a little. Let's begin to praise the Almighty God, because this is an unusual something. I'm talking of the rest of us. Let's begin to praise God for these people, because it's doing a great work of deliverance here tonight. Oh, thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving these people and for bringing them out so that you can set them free. Glory be to God.
If there's anyone still coming, please, you have to hurry up now. The Almighty God will set them free completely tonight. Whatever it is that the enemy had planted into them, be uprooted tonight. Completely. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Oh, my Lord, I thank you. 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 Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But they're still coming. That's why I wait. I wait another 10 seconds. I count 6 now. 7. 8. All right. That's okay. I see you coming. I wait. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, those of you in front,
oh, yeah, it's everyone. What do you?
Please put your hand on your chest. Put your left hand on your chest. Put your left hand on your chest. And raise your right hand to God. And say it loud and clear. God.
Oluwa.
I didn't hear you. Say it loud and clear.
Oluwa.
From tonight. I will serve you. I will serve you. Father. Now I'm praying now. Thank you. Father, you have heard their commitment. It is in your name that I'm breaking the yoke in the life of these your children. They've declared that they will serve you with the freedom you are about to give them. First, I thank you for even picking them out of this great crowd. They had suffered for so long, and now you want to make them free. Please, Daddy, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Now I plead the blood of the Lamb over myself and over everybody here present, over every child of God here. That what is about to come out of these people will not go into anyone here in Jesus' name. Now, my Father, my God, I decree that every plant that my Father did not plant, that have been planted into these, your children, be rooted out now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that even before they leave this place, that... Oh, thank you, Father. I pray that as they go out, they will never come in again in Jesus' name. I pray that your Holy Spirit will fill the vacuum that has been created by these evil forces in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You can go back to your seats.
Yes.
Let's give the Lord a big hand for these people. Thank you, Lord. And now the problem with you is that when you see a miracle, you don't recognize one. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, we were talking about getting you a partner.
And so, nipa, nini alabagbe ojo iwaju.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
The Lord says,
Oluwani,
and everything seemed blood.
O ngbiyanju lati fi igoju re kawe ṣugbọn gbogbo re lo ma ndaru.
The Lord asked me to tell you, you don't need those glasses anymore. He has given you new eyes. So you take off the glasses and you discover you can read very clearly. The Lord said there is someone here. There's a hole in the center of your head that is supposed to close when you are a baby. But for years it refused to close. The Lord asked me to tell you, check now, the hole has already closed. Oh, thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see, if Adam did not ask for a partner,
Adam obeyed for alabagbe.
God gave him one. So even if you don't ask for one, God should be able to give you one. He is more than sufficient. But then he can even do more than just get you a partner. He can get you a partner that will become a king. Or a president. That's what happened to Esther. And you know, for some time now I've been praying that all you, my daughters, you will not just marry, you will marry somebody who will become somebody. Why? Well, something happened not too long ago. I traveled to one of these foreign countries. And as the plane landed and parked, they announced my name. Will Pastor Adeboye please identify himself? I said, what happened? What have I done? Anyway, so I got there and I said, yes, I'm Pastor Adeboye. And they said, well, this officer wants to see you. Right at the mouth of the plane. And the fellow, I said, yes. He said, the high commissioner said we should go and meet you. Me? So he took my bag and I followed him. And when we got to the immigration, there was a long queue. But we just went straight to the top of the line because of the badge this officer was wearing. And he got there and said, he's a guest of the High Commissioner. And they say, welcome, sir. I said, me? So I threw up my head. And I too began to walk like, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
He picked my loads. He picked my loads. And we got to customs. They saw his badge. And they were all saying, welcome, sir, welcome, sir. And I just walked through like that. I said, well, I don't know where I know the High Commissioner. They said that one of your daughters has married him. I say, is that so? From now on, every one of my daughters will marry somebody who will become somebody. so that I will be treated like royalty. Glory be to God forevermore. Not only that, if you marry somebody who becomes somebody, God can use you to save a whole nation. That's what God did to Esther.
And
you too can become somebody that God could use to save a nation. The same is true of brothers too. You will marry good girls in Jesus' name. And not only can God do all these things for you, He can give you great spiritual power. I know that's what some of us want. Because, I think I told some of my children some time ago, if God lays two things before you, and he says on the left, $1 billion.
Billion dollar.
On the right is the ability to wave your hands and the dead will rise. And he said you must pick only one of the two. Which one will you pick? Thank you, Father.
Baba,
this God that we are talking about is able to give you tremendous spiritual power. Thank you, Lord. God is healing somebody of hernia right now. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a man here. Whenever you are far away from your wife, your manhood is all right. But whenever you come near your wife, there will be power failure. The Lord asked me to tell you, no more power failure. Oh, thank you, Daddy. This is an interesting one. The Lord said there's someone here who wished that, oh God, how good will it be if I can only be 2 inches taller? Whoever you are, God says, granted. Now I know this may be difficult for some of you to believe. But the Lord asked me to tell you, whoever you are, that the growth will begin right now. So he asked me to tell you, if before the service is over you find that your trouser is 2 inches too short, nothing's wrong with the trouser, it is you who had grown. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Father. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1-8. Acts 3 verse 1-8. The Bible tells us that Peter had the power just to touch a layman, and the layman began to walk. Those of us who were here last Friday, we had a similar testimony.
ni ose to koja agboru e ri.
Somebody whose back was broken and God just settled the matter.
Eni kan to ni jaba oko ti egbe eyin re se ti o le rin mo Olorun ti ti ba oba eni re pade.
I believe God will do the same to again tonight.
Mo gbagbo ipe Olorun yo se bakan na ni asale yi.
But then God can move from you just healing by touching to a special case like we have in Acts 19 verses 11 and 12.
Olorun le gbebe kuro ni ipele yuke ki afowo kan ni kori imularada lo sibi ti o gadie ke ba se ko ninu iwe se apostle ri kokodi logo ese kokko lati kejila.
The Bible says God performed special miracles by the hands of Paul.
Bibeli so bi pe Olorun se awon akanse ise iyanu lati owo Paul wa.
That from his body
pe lati ara re
aprons and handkerchiefs were taken to the sick.
Aso inuju at amu lati ara e jade lo si odo awon ti o saisan.
And they were healed.
What did he do, sir?
And the demons departed from them.
Awon emi si jade lara won.
Thank you, my Father.
Baba e seun.
The Lord said they carried somebody in here today, you will walk out yourself.
Oluwa so wi pe agbe enikan wo yi ni ni asale yi ṣugbọn nigba to ba ma jade ese ara e lo bi jade.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now God can go from there and so give you so much power that, like Peter, your shadow can heal.
I've
told you the story before. Some of you were there when it happened. When God said that he wanted to heal some people with severe backache,
So
bad that they couldn't bend to touch their toes. And he asked me to call them out. And when I called them out, he asked me to dance around them. I said, dance. If you ask me to slap their back, I don't mind.
Oh, yeah, me.
Dance. Why will I say I'm dancing? I'm rejoicing because you have backache. But then God wanted to show his power. So I told the band to begin to beat. And I began to dance. Now I tell you the truth, I looked like a fool when I was dancing around those people. But after I've danced for 5 minutes, God said, that's enough. So tell them to touch their toes. And they were all healed, every one of them. God can give you so much power that your shadow will be healing the sick. Is anybody here who wants that kind of power tonight? You get it in Jesus' name. Now, why is God able to do all this? Why is he able to make the barren become the mother of seven? How come that he's able to not only heal you but give you the healing touch? How come that he cannot only pay your debt, but he can make you a lender to nations? How come that he cannot only pay your debt, but he can make you so rich that a whole nation will be talking about you? How come that he can not only help you pass your exams, but make sure that you are always coming first in class? How come that he cannot just get you a partner, but it won't be just a partner, but somebody will become somebody?
alabaji ojo waju nikan so sugbon enikan pataki eni ti yo se rere
how come that is able to give you as much spiritual power as you want
kini de ti o ni ipa lati fo ni agbara ti emi
because in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3
nitori pe ninu Johanu orikini ese kinde keta
John 1 1 to 3
Johanu orikini ese kinde keta
the Bible says in the beginning was the word
ibe so pe ni ati ko se ni oro wa
the word was with God
oro ti wa pelu Olorun
the word was God
Olorun si ni oro na
and the same was with God in the beginning
eyi kan na lo wa ni pelu Olorun ni ati ti ko se
and said by him were all things made
o ni pase la da ohun gogo
and there was nothing made that was not made by him
ati pe ko se ohun ti a da bi ko se ni pase re
now because he made all
nitori pe ohun lo da gogo
therefore he owns all
nitori na ohun lo ni ohun gogo
Psalm 24 verse 1 says
iwe david ori david ori kerin le logo ese kini so wi pe
the earth is the Lord's
ti oluwa ni le
and the fullness thereof
ati ekun re
and then he said in Jeremiah 32 verse 27
o si so ba kan na ninu iwe Jeremiah ori keji le logbon ese iketa di logbon
Jeremiah 32 verse 27
Jeremiah ori keji le logbon ese iketa di logbon
he said I am the God of all flesh
only emi ni olorun gbogbo eran ara
is there anything too hard for me
nje o kokka asoro se fun mi bi
tell your neighbor my own will not be too hard for God tonight
so fun e to joko lagbe re temi oni soro se fun olorun
but then the Bible says
ibe se ba so wa pe
in Psalm 115 verse 3
ni ori dafidi ori karun di ni ogopa ese keta
Psalm 115 verse 3
ori dafidi ori karun di ni ogopa ese keta
he said our God is in the heavens
o ni olorun wa wa ni orun
he does as he pleases
o si se bo se wu
he has the ability to do everything
o ni ipa lati se ohun gbogbo
He made all things. He owns all things. He controls all things. But then he does as he pleases.
So,
but tonight, I believe it will please him to do my own. That's why I want you to pray now. I want you to stand on your feet and say, Almighty God, I know you can do all things. Do my own tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I know you can do all things. You have the ability to do it. You created all things. Oh Lord, I know you can do all things. Do my own. Father, do my own tonight. I know you do as you please in the kingdom of heaven. Please, Lord, do my own tonight. Do my own tonight. Please, Lord, do my own tonight. Open your mouth and cry unto him. Oh Lord, do my own tonight. If it is healing, cry unto him. If it is prosperity, cry unto him. If it is success in your examinations, cry unto him. If it is promotion in your place of work, cry unto him. Oh, if it's a future partner you need, cry unto him. If you need the power, the anointing of the Almighty God, cry unto him. Call on him, he can do your own. He's able to do it. He made all. He owns all. He controls all. And he does as he pleases. Ask him, Lord, please, let it please you tonight to do my own. Let it please you to do my own tonight. Oh Lord, let it please you to do my own tonight. Let it please you to do my own tonight. Please, Lord, let it please you to do my own tonight. Let it please you to do my own tonight. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Oh, increase your anointing upon my life, my Father and my God, so mightily that your work will be easier to do. Yes, Lord, prosper me so mightily that I be lending to nations. Lord God Almighty, let me find favor with you like never before. I know you can do all things. Draw me closer to you. Let me know you more. Let me know you more, Father. Let me know you more. Let me know the power of your resurrection more than ever before. Do my own tonight, and I will glorify your name for it. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Please, let's join our hands together and pray corporately. Pray for the fellow you are holding. And say, Father, surprise him or her tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Surprise him tonight, oh Lord. Meet all his needs tonight. Father, surprise him tonight. In every sphere of his life, surprise him. Physically, surprise him. Materially, surprise him. Spiritually, surprise him. Surprise him tonight, Lord. In your own supernatural way, surprise him. Oh Lord God Almighty, surprise him tonight. Give him a surprise packet tonight. A surprise packet tonight. A surprise packet tonight. To the glory of your holy name, give him a surprise packet tonight. That the whole world may know, my Father and my God, that you are the all-sufficient one. Surprise your son tonight. Oh yes, Father, surprise him tonight. To the glory of your name, surprise him tonight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Brethren, let us pray for all the singles in our midst tonight. That before the end of this year, they'll be settled in their own homes. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Pray for the singles. That they all be settled in their homes. Before the end of this year. In God's own supernatural way, let them be settled in their own homes, married to somebody who will become somebody. To the glory of your name, Lord. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be your name forevermore. Hallelujah, my Lord. Every one of them, settle them in their own homes. To the glory of your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now, this prayer is a prayer that few people can pray. And if you believe you are one of them, then you can pray it. Just say, Lord, I want to be lending to nations. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. I want to be lending to nations, Lord. I want to be lending to nations. Prosper me so much that I be lending to nations. Very, very soon I want to be lending to nations. I don't know how you will do it, Lord, but I know you can do it. And I know it's in your word. So fulfill your promise, O Lord. And prosper me so mightily that I be lending to nations. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now one more, one or two more prayers. And I want you to say, Lord, empower
me
with your divine power. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, empower me with your divine power so that when I wave my hands, the dead will rise. Oh Lord, empower me that as I speak your word, the lame will be walking, the blind will be seeing, the deaf will be hearing. All kinds of miracles the world had never seen before will begin to happen. Father, empower me tonight like never before. To the glory of your holy name, Lord, empower me. Empower me, Lord. Anoint me afresh. To the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, let it be done now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, second to the last prayer now. Because the last prayer is so important, so you have to pray this one first. Just say, God, increase my faith. Go ahead. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Lord, increase my faith so that your name will be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now the last prayer for yourself. You see, the Bible says it will be unto you according to your faith. That's why I ask you to pray that God will increase your faith. This last prayer is that whatever you want from God, go ahead and ask God now. To my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now let's round up this segment with a prayer for Nigeria. That the good work God has started in
Nigeria
by giving us a new beginning, that God will complete it quickly. Let's talk to the Lord. Lord, the good work you have started in Nigeria, please complete it. Complete it quickly. Restore the glories of Nigeria restore to us all the years that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm had eaten. Restore the glories of Nigeria. Help us, O Lord. Solve all the problems plaguing this nation and glorify your name thereby. Thank you, my Father, my God. Have mercy on Nigeria. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the leaders. Bless them, help them. Oh yes, help them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor. Because you are the all-sufficient one. Thank you for all of us who are here tonight. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for our new president. Thank you for the new work that we have started. Thank you because you will complete it. Thank you because tonight you are going to surprise us more. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Every prayer your children had prayed before this day is out, let them become testimonies. Before this day is out, every request, let it become a testimony. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh, let somebody shout hallelujah. You know, while we are praying, a lot was happening. Glory be to God. For example, the Lord said, there is someone here. You used to be very brilliant. But suddenly, it was as if your brain died. But God said, He didn't even let me finish. God said, He has resurrected your brain. The Lord said, there's someone here. You had a dream just about 2 weeks ago in which a snake jumped at you. And you woke up before you knew what happened next. God asked me to tell you, don't worry, he has taken care of the snake. He said there is someone here, for example. You suffer from a sickness called bone crusher. Thank you. The Lord asked me to tell you that the bone crusher has been crushed. There are some fairly serious cases. People that God will want me to call forward and pray for. I hope you will know that there's no way I can find out what I'm telling you except it has been revealed by God. The Please don't sit down unless you are very, very old. This is a very serious time. It's not going to take long. Don't miss your blessing, please. Right now we are in the presence of the awesome God. The Lord said there's someone here. You love to lick powder. You just go on licking powder. Unless you lick the powder, you won't get any satisfaction. Now he wants to stop that in your life tonight. But he wants me to pray for you first. An important man, an important person. That it doesn't matter how good the food you eat. You still feel the urge to go and eat from the dustbin. This is an attack of the enemy. God says he wants to stop that tonight. If you will come for prayer. Then the Lord said there is someone here. You have a strong urge to bite people. Just like to bite people. And you always have to hold yourself back by force. But he says if you come tonight, he will release you from that attack of the enemy. If you are in any of these three categories, please come very quickly. The Lord will settle the matter within minutes. Please come very quickly. Come very quickly if you are in any of these three categories. And as you come, just kneel down. As soon as you arrive, just kneel down. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a beer. And this is something. This is something. So like I told you yesterday, there are some problems you cannot tell your pastor about. And you just be groaning under the burden until a day like this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for a day like this. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Savior. Pray that the Lord who had brought them out will set them free. That God will set them free completely tonight. Thank you, my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
how wonderful you are. Oh, what a wonderful God you are. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father, using the authority you have given me, I command that every demonic influence in the lives of these people will get out in Jesus' name. Everything that loves to lick powder, or to eat from dustbin, or to bite human beings, I command, get out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you because it is done. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.